Ben Pearson. How did that move come about?
I think Ben's a player who, you know, is part of the reason, Andy, why we hosted Manchester United under-21s in pre-season on the main pitch. We were very keen to work with Warren Joyce and to play against the next generation of Manchester United players. And I think on the day, on the night, Ben stood out. And I think it's one that Danny's kept an eye on all season. I think Manchester United now feel it's right for him to go out on loan. Therefore, we were delighted to offer the opportunity to Ben to come here for an initial month on a youth loan. We look forward to seeing him play as well as he did for Manchester United for Barnsley at Oakwell.
And George Waring is also coming as well.
Yep.
How did that move come about? What do you see in him?
Yeah, George Waring's a player that Danny and I had watched in some under-21 games, and Danny's tracked him probably since the start of last season. Comes with a good pedigree. He was an FA Youth Cup winner with Everton, I think, back in 2011. He's a 20-year-old sort of striker, but at 6'5", he's got a physical presence, and I think we are looking probably and we have for some while, looking for somebody with a physical presence up there, someone who can secure the ball in the final third. Danny will probably be able to give you more of the football side of it, but in terms from the football club, whilst we may be looking for an experienced one to join us permanently to play that role, in the meantime, I've got high hopes for George to be able to come in and succeed and play up top if required.
Now, significantly, both of these are for a month. What chance do you have of keeping them? Because Danny won't want the disruption of more changes in 4 weeks' time.
No, I mean, I think sort of most of the fans realise, and it's the same in other clubs, that when players are under 21... a couple of years back, maybe slightly longer than that now, the FA brought in what's known as a youth loan. And what that enables clubs to do is to continue to extend it for a month upon month upon month. And as long as the first youth loan occurs within a transfer window, be that a permanent one or an emergency one, then the youth loan can keep running even outside of the windows. So what you get is most of the Premier League clubs preferring the players to come on a youth loan. It's exactly what's happened with Alex Kawamu as well. And then extend that month on month on month. What it also provides if they come under a youth loan is, if for any reason, we've had this with Reece Oates and with Jordan Clark last year for us, if they do go out on a youth loan and they're not quite getting the game time at the loanee clubs, then they're able to come back or able to play in under-21 fixtures for their parent clubs. So what it does is gives a real amount of flexibility, and it's the way that whilst they're under-21, most of the Premier League clubs would prefer to go with their players. For if any reason, it's the first loan in Ben's case, it's the first loan in George's case, it's the first loan in Alex Kawamu's case as well. And it just it gives a little bit more flexibility, because not all first loans for younger players from Premiership clubs work when they come lower down.
Milan Lalkovic is the long-term one. What's been his recent history? I think fans will remember him having been on loan from Chelsea at Walsall most prominently.
Yeah, I mean, Milan's one we really tracked this summer, and we did try and sort of get him to Oakwell in the summer, and we definitely had chats with his advisors. I think for sort of international reasons and speaking to some of his coaches connected to the international scene, he decided to go to the Czech Republic in the summer. He now feels that might have not been the best decision, and that he wanted to return to England this window. We are still on with some of the final paperwork on that. It has been lodged by ourselves, but we are in the hands of the Czech team and the Czech Association and then the FIFA transfer matching system. So we have signed him to an 18-month contract, but that is strictly subject to international clearance. Whilst I don't, given that I've seen the cancellation forms, expect any issues with that, I must make clear that is subject to international clearance at this stage. But Milan is a very, very attack-minded goal-scoring threat who likes to play wide left and come in, or play wide right. I can play through the middle as well if required. I remember watching him on a Friday night on television last year when I think he picked up a match ball for scoring a hat-trick for Walsall. And I think he's a very exciting talent to bring in. And I think for us to add another wide player of his quality, and for him to to want to get to the Championship and see Barnsley as the vehicle to get him to the Championship, I think it's a testament both to our desire to get there and to recruit the right players, and equally Milan's desire as a footballer.
So 18-month contract.
Yep.
Have Barnsley paid for him? Was he a free agent?
No,
that
no,
come
no.
About?
Yeah, it is. He's had his contract terminated with the club in the Czech Republic, and we've been able to secure his signature. There was a number of our peer group in interested in signing Milan. I'm delighted that he's chosen Barnsley, and obviously he was aware of our historic interest, which always helps from the summer.
It's been widely reported that John O'Sullivan at Blackburn Rovers has been the subject of interest from Barnsley. Can you comment on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there are sort of... what I'm prepared to say, Andy, because I respect, and I always say this because I don't like people talking about our players, we have made a number of written bids, probably three written bids for players at other football clubs. I'm not going to comment on who those individual players are because, again, we're in sort of final negotiations on those three. And I don't think it's right to comment about another player. But as I understand it, John O'Sullivan is a very talented young player at Blackburn who was on the bench in their FA Cup game and who has performed incredibly well out on loan at Accrington this season.
Now, when on the three bids you mentioned there, how
yep.
confident are you that all of that will come off for you?
I probably wouldn't want to be drawn into that. I think what the three bids show is that with the fantastic season ticket holders we've got, with the great family of sponsors led by CK Beckett, and more importantly with the unwavering and comprehensive support from the Crime family, we are going to be one of the most active clubs in League One, and one of the few clubs probably able to pay fees for players, and not insignificant fees either. So I think I wouldn't want to get dragged into how those deals are going to pan out. We are trying to do our business early in the window, but when you're trying to attract some of the best players, or we consider the best players from other teams, this early in the window, both them and their agents at times might want to try and buy some time and see what else can occur. So I think at this stage, I wouldn't want to get dragged on into giving my thoughts on if those will happen. What I would like to assure all of our supporters is the fantastic commitment they've given us, the sponsors have given us, is being matched by the Crime family. And we are trying to be one of the most active clubs in this window in League One.
A few issues to finish with, if I may. You don't like to talk about other players, but players are talking about, or certainly the rumour mill has been going like wildfire about Conor Hourihan.
We shouldn't really call it the rumour mill, Andy. Shouldn't we just call it agent messing about with
their Well, if we weren't on the radio right now, I may well use a different term. But
I had to check myself there. But, yeah. But I should be very careful before I criticise agents. I mean, just...
Indeed.
But it's a little bit embarrassing because you actually know who represents the players from which media outlet puts it out, because you know which agents and certain of the ones that do their business in the way that they shouldn't represent the players, because you know he's pally with the guy at that media outlet and the other media outlet. But anyway, go and ask me about whatever you want to ask.
So, Conor Hourihan then. Rumours of Championship interest. Any truth? Heard anything?
No, absolutely not. And I think, I don't like to comment on something until it's real. But I think it's important for our fans to know. And I probably, you know, if and when we do receive bids, Danny and I always feel it's right to let the player and their representatives know, and we would do that in private. We probably wouldn't do that in the media. I'm quite happy to confirm here on the 8th of January today that we haven't received any bids for Conor Hourihan. I'm also want to be very clear and say, nor are we encouraging any bids. I've just alluded to the fantastic support we've had from 7,500 season ticket holders, from all of our sponsors that have renewed, from all the new sponsors that have got involved with the football club. And yet again, the fantastic support, you know, financially and from a time and consideration point of the Crime family. Now, I don't want to set myself up for a fall, but unless something, you know, and God forbid nothing ever would happen to the Crime family, their support has been unwavering since Patrick first started watching the football club back at 4 years of age. I don't see him having invested yet again this summer and invested yet again this window to then allow somebody to think they can come in and take our best players that we've identified, we've recruited, and we've given the platform to excel. We are in our infancy of developing something here, of trying to add greater value to the football club, both on and off the pitch. And we're not courting any interest in any of our better players, and we're certainly not going to let them leave on the cheap. The difference in this football club from being in the Championship and being in League One is £5 million. So we're not going to allow people to leave on the cheap. And that's why Connor, like all the better players, Winnell and Berry, that we invested in, were put on three-year deals.
It's interesting, and just to sidetrack slightly, a lot of fans that get on with us say they look at Barnsley's squad, aside from Ramage and Turnbull and possibly one or two others, and say it needs more experience. The three lads that have come in today are all 22 and under. Are Barnsley Football Club looking to maybe bring in a player or two that have been around the paddock a little bit more to try and help get them to where they want to be?
Yeah, absolutely, and you know, we've acknowledged, and I've acknowledged in former interviews with you, and we even acknowledged, I think, when Patrick Crine did some programme notes earlier in the season, that we will get that blend right. We do probably need one or two other bits of experience. But, you know, I guess, you know, it's pros and cons for every signing at every instance. People might suggest that in trying to stay in the Championship, Barnsley signed a number of journeymen, and we tried to get the last 6 months out of a player. Sometimes they had that 6-12 months to help us achieve the respective aims, and sometimes they didn't. And I think what we've got to remember is that although it is a football club, and therefore at times what normal businesses would do, football clubs don't. Patrick is a very successful businessman, and what he's trying to do is create value, and we need to create value in the football club. This time last year, probably our only saleable asset was Chris O'Grady. By the end of this window, we may then have got half a dozen to 10 saleable assets, including as well our academy graduates. That you know, the support for the academy financially comes from the ownership as well. So I hear what people are saying, and some of the fans clamouring for a bit of experience, but actually, you know, we've had as many disappointing signings that have had experience. You talk about Emmanuel Frimpong. All right, he was younger, but he came with Champions League and exclusively Premier League experience, and that didn't work. So I think we hear what's been said. We would like to give Danny the opportunity to add some experience, but we'll only do the right ones. I think sometimes getting the young... You look at Patrick Bamford, who played against us on Saturday. What a fantastic three loans he's had. He's come out from Chelsea, did ever so well again for MK Dons, Derby, and now Middlesbrough. So if you pick the right younger ones, then they should help contribute. Devante Cole's a prime example of that.
Just finally, is everybody, in terms of players that we know about, sorted contract-wise, loans up, going back, or what have you? Is there any other business in that respect to do? Because at the minute, it's all about ins. What about potential departures?
Yeah, again, you know, I wouldn't want to get drawn on too many departures. We've obviously been securing Peter and in bringing the three loans in. We obviously lost five. Well, we had five loans, and we're now back up to four. I would think that there'll be one or two players in Danny's squad, and maybe that's more of a question for Danny later, Andy, if you're meeting him today, that won't like maybe if they're not playing football, and they'll then come and speak to Danny and I, or their advisors will, and we'll look at that. Also, we've just got to be careful that we keep pushing on with the progression of some of our own talented youngsters. I think we've seen when he came on against Preston and when he came on against Middlesbrough, Rhys Oates benefited from that time out at Chester. At the moment, Christian Dibble's out at Nuneaton and performing very well, albeit in a team that's struggling, but he's getting 90 minutes in the conference week in, week out. George Smith probably needed that little bit of time at Bradford and got a couple of games when the 21s were playing. I think he's performed admirably, and in fact probably better than that against Preston and Middlesbrough. So I think where we're at is we will look at continuing to progress our younger players, and if the loan system suits us to do that, we will. And there may well be one or two senior players who aren't happy with their lack of football, but ultimately they're contracted to this football club, and we're trying to achieve something here and build something. So every decision will be made in the best interest of Barnsley Football Club.